The complaint by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara alleges Senate Majority Leader Skelos used his influence in Albany to extort hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments to his son from a real estate developer and a related environmental company. In exchange, Skelos protected the company's business interests at the Capitol, including renewal of the New York City rent regulations and related property tax breaks for large developers. Bharara paints Adam Skelos as a man financially dependent on his father, and he says the two Skelos worked as a team to illegally monetize the senator's power to take care of Adam's financial needs.
And the complaint in multiple places alleges that Dean Skelos' support for certain infrastructure projects and legislation was often based not on what was good for his constituents or good for New York, but rather on what was good for his son's bank accounts.
The charges state that as early as 2010, an unnamed real estate developer, who is also a cooperating witness in the case, made a one-time $20,000 payment to Adam Skelos for work that the federal investigators say he did not do. The payments then continued at $4,000 per month. They were disguised through a company that the developer had a financial interest in. The company, an environmental services firm, makes storm sewer cleaners and was seeking a lucrative contract with Nassau County on Long Island, where the Skelos live, to help with cleanup after Superstorm Sandy. Adam Skelos shepherded the company through the process, even though Skelos' son admitted that he literally knew nothing about water. At one point, Senator Skelos threatened to block the contract unless payments to his son were increased to $10,000 a month. The complaint alleges that Adam Skelos was also paid tens of thousands of dollars from companies that had contributed to Senator Skelos' campaign and that had business before the state. Some of those firms were title insurance companies that Skelos steered to his son from the Senate leader's work at a private law firm. Bharara says Skelos and his son attempted to cover up their actions as it became clear that the federal authorities were onto corruption at the Capitol. They doctored documents to hide the true nature of the $20,000 payment from the developer to Adam Skelos. They also used coded language, and at one point, Adam Skelos purchased a one-time cell phone known as a burner phone, erroneously thinking that the calls could not be traced by any law enforcement surveillance, says Bharara.
Adam also expressed frustration to his father that it was becoming too dangerous and difficult to talk on the telephone like they used to. Dean Skelos, for his part, allegedly cautioned his son to cancel meetings with other state senators set up to promote legislation favorable to the environmental company, explaining to Adam that the meetings had to be canceled because, quote, right now, we are in dangerous times.
But even then, the U.S. attorney says the Skeloses, father and son, did not entirely abandon their corrupt scheme. They still tried to get favorable legislation and funds secured for the environmental company in the recently enacted state budget. In early March, they were recorded complaining that Governor Cuomo's push for an ethics reform deal was getting in the way of their alleged scheming. Skelos' arrest comes just over 3 months after the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested and charged with running a multi-million-dollar corruption scheme. Silver resigned from his post and was replaced. Senator Skelos issued a statement in response to his arrest. In it, he says he's innocent of all of the charges and fully expects to be exonerated by a public jury trial. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.